Now, well, welcome back, episode 9.
Episode 9.
Yeah.
To the Beanie Boys podcast.
Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, Star Wars is in everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Smoke weed every day.
So, Jake's just going to say that the whole episode.
Yeah.
All right, so what's on the agenda tonight?
Tonight, well, we just made some burritos, like usual.
Every time we need to have a burrito. You. Every time.
Yeah. I mean, they're good, though. But,
Are they?
I don't know.
Are they?
It's just like beans and cheese in a tortilla.
No, they're good.
I feel like they can be pretty dry sometimes, too.
Yeah, that's why you just smother it in sauce, because we always give each other that look of like, hey, is this good? I don't know.
And
we
kind of more sauce.
We kind of like both gauge on how excited we are if it's good.
Yeah.
Because if I'm eating it, and you're eating it, and you're just like, hey, is this any good? I'm like, nah. It's okay. And you're like, yeah. Oh, shit, you're right.
Like, cooked, I put wild mushrooms in the burrito. I got a mushroom burrito.
It's a mushroom everything. A mushroom tattoo.
Brian just went off onto a story we told again, so we had to cut that out.
I spoofed it. I darn did spoof it.
You spoofed, you spoogled.
You spoofed me?
You spoofed me?
Are you smoking weed every day?
Smoke weed every day.
So, what would you like to talk about tonight?
That was like almost my 12% voice, actually. Oh, it's about 12%.
That one? That voice? The voice that will never live down?
No.
Never. Never live that voice down.
The one that you and Logan and Aaron everyone has a Jake voice.
Everyone has a Jake interpretation. Everyone's different. It's great. It's like you'll go to one person and another person will do it. And then like everyone else has Logan has his own. I have my own. Everyone has their own Jake voice. It's great. The best part about that, I do that so often when you're not even around.
Really?
I'll do that voice because I'll be like, hey, me and my buddy Jake. And you'd be like, oh, hey, guys, how's it going? And I'd talk like you. I become
people laugh
you.
At that.
I become you.
And yeah. Like, hey, guys. And people are like, what is that? What it sounds like? You're like, yeah.
No, your voice is very deep, though. Mm-hmm. It is very deep. It's very distinguished. It's definitely.
It's like Louis Armstrong.
No, it's not like Louis Armstrong at all. It's just a perfect Jake.
Yeah.
So every time it's I tell a story Jake. About you.
I'm like, oh, I'll be about 12%.
Because Jake loves his beer. So
my high percentage beer.
It's just your voice. That's it.
Oh, but you can hear me right now, and I don't sound like that.
But I think you do a little bit, just a little bit. How does it feel to be interviewed?
I don't know. It feels like it's not you,
dude.
It's me.
I can't do it. I have to stop. I'll let it. Oh, it'll come out throughout the podcast.
See,
and it'll be like, wait, Jake, what'd you say?
Well, I didn't say that.
Like, wait, I don't know who's Jake and who's Brian.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if I have a Brian voice.
No, everyone has a Brian
but
voice.
But I know Lorenzo has a...
No, but like, what makes me...
Right.
What makes me so mad about that is that people will pick up my phone. And they will literally, like, someone will pick up my phone and then it'll be like, I'll be in the back seat or something.
Yeah.
And then they're like... Lorenzo picks up and he's like, oh, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, hey, I don't fucking sound like that. And I'm like, hey, it's me back here, the real Brian. It's me. And they're like, what are you doing? You know, I'm like, damn it. I just sound so lame every time.
It's always like, hey, I'm Brian.
Hey, how's
like,
it going?
The cartoony voice.
What's up? Yeah. And they just like start the conversation. Like, hey, what are you doing? You want to meet over here? And I'm like, it's not me, motherfuckers. Like, I'm in the back. And then like nobody, every time I yell... Nobody says anything like, oh, I think that's really Brian.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, this is another woman. That's like a little girl back there. You know?
Right.
Not fair.
Lorenzo's just, he's too good at that.
Yeah, I hate it, but I love it.
I'm gonna be his roommate again. We got a new house.
I got a new place
to move into.
Hey, Ma, I got a new house. So Jake always lands on his feet when it comes to apartments. You always get, like, a gigantic room.
Yeah.
Like, super big. And then
right.
I always get this piece of shit, like, small room.
But it's always, like, a weird situation, though.
It's
like,
always
like,
a weird situation.
Like, okay, I'm underneath the house. And I have shelves that are in the middle of all the walls surrounding my bed. And you don't have a kitchen.
That Noriega spot, the one spot you had on, like, 46? 45th. Yeah. And then Lorenzo lived, like, down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, I remember every time we went to your house, it was so cold. Because it was like we were in a garage. Because
it was tile.
Yeah, and too. I was like, oh God. So like we would go to your house and like watch a movie, and I would have to bring blankets. I was like, I'm freezing in here. Play anyone else okay?
Play Mario Kart in Snuggies.
I think we just drank so much that like we got heated up. We got warmed up to be in your house.
Got toasty.
Yeah. We got a little toasty.
But that was just for heat.
Yeah, exactly.
Because no one does that.
No.
Oh, then, yeah, my last spot had like a quarter acre.
Oh, yeah.
But that it was like a tiny, crazy tiny house.
It was like, it was perfect for two people. It was
great for overall, Jake.
That would be if I worked at a farm or something like that and then like had that place to myself. Yeah, like you could live. On. Yeah, you can live there, but it was like a farm.
Yeah. My new place has an attic just to myself. I'm like, wait, what? All right, cool.
He has two rooms up there.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it's creepy and weird. And then like all those like ceiling things, I thought those were spider webs when I first went up there. And I'm like, this place sucks.
And the weird, creepy mother.
Oh, yeah, that was a spooky room.
Yeah, it has the spray paint mother on it.
It looks like someone's going to die in there.
Yeah, and then it's the anarchist A, or it's like,
right? Satan!
The satanic A.
Super satanic A.
Now I got this three-bedroom house.
A basement. You got a porch. A backyard. You can drive in the backyard.
Two living rooms.
Drive around.
Yeah. No. It's going to be a good time.
Are you going to smoke weed every day?
Smoke weed every day.
Do I have to keep on reminding you of your own catchphrase of the night?
So yeah, I guess you do.
You're moving.
So I'm moving, yeah.
It's going to be a grand old time. North Portland.
Yeah,
you can live next to the Eagle.
The Eagle.
The scary bar, but I don't know if it's scary. I'm pretty sure it's terrifying there.
Because it's just like people. I heard people have sex there.
Yeah, well, it's like clothing optional, so you can just go there and then.
Like, I thought that you have like around food, you can't have your dick out.
What are they
gonna
serve?
Pretty sure.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not health sanitary, but you know, it's okay.
Like, I don't want you to have like your butt hairs in my beer.
That's my favorite. That's the only way I drink.
Oh, the beer. Is it like the chartreuse or the
chartreuse?
No, what's the thing on top?
On a beer?
No, on like a fancy cocktail.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Okay, like you put like a little,
I'm sorry, I'm not fancy.
You put like a
I drink
with like some rosemary on it.
Damn.
Accoutrement.
Oh yeah, so this
some
guy
accoutrement.
Just look how cultured he is now.
Yeah.
He gets a new house with a porch.
And I can speak French.
And you can say this, oui.
Oui, oui.
Oui.
I do know French.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm. No, parlez-vous français? I took French in college.
Yeah, I took 3 years of German. I don't know anything in German. I took 3 years.
My mom took German.
I failed.
Because, like, you're long
I failed Spanish 1, right? I failed.
Spanish 1?
Yeah, I know. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to accomplish anything in life now. And like, no, literally, like everyone gives me that look.
Me l'amo?
Me l'amo.
What? Italian Spanish.
That sounds Mario-ish. I tried so hard to pronounce it that. Because you ever like get butchered and you're like, hey, can we go to Gringles? And you're like, what?
You get butchered.
No, like when,
like
you're
when you
butchered,
get slammed.
When
like
you get butchered,
you get
a word.
Hammered.
When you butcher a word.
Dude, you're slamming back, you're just getting butchered.
Are you smoking weed every day?
Smoke weed every day.
Jake's got trays of the night.
It's the night. You know, wine? Weed and warthogs. That's what they always say.
Who?
That's like a good time.
Who
I
said
guess.
That?
I don't. I mean, like it's like the three W's: wine, weed, and warthogs.
Warthogs.
Yeah.
What are the warthogs doing there? I want my wine.
It's,
I want
well,
my
like,
weed.
They're short, so you gotta like dodge them. It's like a party, but you're dodging warthogs that are crawling around.
Anyways, I don't know what that was.
Okay.
I was. I'm lost for words. I don't know.
I left you speechless?
You took my breath away.
What?
You just like stared at each
other. I was trying to think
of
what song that
you
is.
You just stared at me. It was
what
great.
Song is that?
I don't know.
Sing it.
Take my breath away?
Take my breath away.
No, it's like, take my breath away. Brum, brum. It was like the Top Gun song.
Brum, brum. I've never seen Top Gun.
Take my breath away.
I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, it's good. I sing.
Hopefully your AirPods were turned down. You have AirPods?
Yeah, but you can't turn them down. What a noob. What an amateur. Obviously, this guy knows what AirPods are.
Oh, sorry. I've got AirPods, Mr. Brian. Hey, I walk around with one AirPod in.
Look at me. Listening to nobody. The funny thing about that... Okay, so I'll try to defend...
They stick out or they stick down?
They stick down. They literally look like this dried semen in your ears.
Some people, like, shoot them, like, go straight forward.
Oh, I'm like, you're fucking insane.
Like, just go get a Bluetooth. Like, the old one that goes over your ear.
Those replaced Bluetooth. Like...
Yeah, AirPods are the new Bluetooth.
I have a Bluetooth in my car. I used to do it. My dad got it for me. I was, like, 18.
Is this, like, an over-the-ear piece?
Yeah, it's, like, a total, like, realtor or, like, a businessman would have those. And, like, that costs, like, probably about the same as, like, the fucking AirPods. But, like, it was,
I feel like those are, like, $30 maybe.
No, dude. Like... Really? Those are pretty dope, actually. Because I was like, I gotta put my earpiece in.
It was never comfortable. It was, like, a piece of plastic.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, like, it looked douchey, but, like, when you had one, you're like, oh, my Bluetooth, let me put my Bluetooth in.
Do you ever, listen to your phone or, like, do a phone call with, like, the one that plugged into your actual phone? Like earbuds.
Oh, yeah, those are awful.
Like, a little mic right here, and it'll, like, plug into, like, the bottom of your flip phone?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is cool. It's hands-free.
It's hands-free, but I'm, like, totally wired in.
But it's, like, tier-to-tier, so it's, like, it can't really go in your pocket. Maybe in like your breast pocket.
You could put it on a standing desk.
Or you could just like let it, you could like let it hang.
And then it'll just dangle. Yeah. You dangling?
The flippy floppy on the flip phone?
The flippy floppy. That was the cool thing though. You can literally
making
hang
flippy
up.
Flippy floppy.
So,
Talking heads.
Talking heads. Jake's is
smashing
going on
faces.
Stories.
Smoke weed every day.
So he's just going on his stories. We are two different people, Jake. Me and you.
We are two different people.
We are very different in height. I'm a whopping 5'3".
You're 5'3"?
Yeah, that's right. 5'4" if I wear heels, but no questions asked. I'm 5'3". Yeah, you gotta wear that proud when you're not even 5'5".
Yeah.
You gotta wear it proud.
Well, you gotta wear those extra boost.
And how tall are you?
I'm 6'8" or 6'7", like right there. Aaron says I'm 6'7", but I think I'm 6'8".
Aaron's taller than you, I think.
Yeah, he is a little bit taller than me. Shout out Aaron, who doesn't
Shout
listen
out
to the podcast.
Mr. Dean Cutler. He's not going to be listening,
Good
but
old
it's okay.
Deanie boy, the beanie boy.
Good old...
Yeah, he doesn't really support us, does he? I wish our uncle...
Makes sense. I wouldn't either if I knew us. So, you are 6'8". What do you normally get? Like, someone
Tacos
just comes
with...
up... Not... What? No. Someone comes up...
You said, what do you normally
what
get?
What do you normally get? I think I get tacos.
Burritos, Supreme, and I was going back to Taco Bell.
Are you a burrito guy or a taco guy?
No, I definitely go for 2 soft potato tacos. I get a bean cheese burrito, bean cheese and rice burrito.
We are not at the Taco Bell restaurant. Anyways. So, what do you... usually get as a tall man, some random person comes up to you. What do you usually get?
Oh, the first thing is, whoa, you're tall. And you're like,
cool.
Yes.
Neat. Yeah, I am.
Correct.
Does it get tiring?
I mean, I don't really care anymore.
You got used to it
over
the years.
Just like you just go, yeah.
You kind of have to like.
They're like, cool. Like,
be a dick about it. Like an obvious dick of like. There was one time.
It's not like, oh, really?
Whoa!
Thanks!
Really? I woke up like this.
So you're like, they were like, dang, you look really nice.
It's
or
just
like
hey,
you know?
You're a freak kind of thing. Like, hey, I gotta get a picture with you.
Yeah. You're so tall. Can I take a picture with you?
That happened. Me and Aaron were hanging out, and it was like right when I moved here, like the first weekend here, and we had like a beer festival or something. And it was like, you spend $40. And it was in the middle of the summer, and it was super hot. Mm-hmm. And you go around all these tents, and you get different beers. And it's like $40. And you only get like beer coupons or whatever.
And it's
like
2 ounces of beer or something?
It's like 6 ounces of beer.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
and
good.
So we were there for a while, and we're like, yo, dude, this is getting super hot. Like, we want to fucking leave.
Yeah.
And so right when we first got there, also, I was like super hungover that day, too. So I was like, I don't want to be out doing anything. But I already told them I'd buy tickets. Or we already got tickets. And I was like, yeah, sure, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're walking in, and this lady comes up out of nowhere, and she goes up to Aaron, and she's like, oh my god, you're so tall. Can I take a picture with you? And he was just like, okay. And then so like...
What a strange...
Yeah, she just asked for a picture. Question. And then he was like, all right. And then so she's like, yeah, he was just really tall. And like she got on the phone and like told her husband. Or what? Her husband took the photo or something. And I was like, that was so weird. She just wanted a photo with him.
Weird.
I'm like, it's not like a celebrity. It's just like a really tall person.
I feel like me and Aaron have... Someone took a picture of us before too.
Like it's really awkward. Like if really? Someone came up to me... And was like, hey, can I take a photo of you? And I'm like, no. Oh,
you're short.
Yeah, like, no, don't take a photo of me. That's weird and that's creepy. That's mean. Yeah, like, that's weird. Like, don't be messed up. Because, like,
right.
That happened a few times, like, at Starbucks. Someone, like, what? Not about my height at Starbucks. I was going to
say, damn.
But I got a story for that as well.
Okay.
So, we're at hanging out at Starbucks, and then this guy comes up to me, and he was just like, hey, you look like my friend. Can I take a photo of you? And I'm like... No. Like, that's weird. Like, I just told him no because I just felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, even though, like, I don't know if, like, that's, he's really having that friend or he's takes, like, a photo of me. Like, yeah. That's just weird to do.
Right.
Because, like, that's, like, me going up to, like, someone at Baskin-Robbins and be like, hey, can I take this photo of you working?
Right.
And you're like, no, don't do that. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because at, like, a place like Apple... Mm-hmm. You can get fired for being in videos. Or, like, you can get fired for, like... That's why, like, they're not allowed what? To, like, yo, you can't, like, record this or something. And then so someone I knew got in trouble for that. Like, he was just, like, in a video that was, like, being recorded. Mm-hmm. And then he got in trouble. And I was like...
Like, in the store?
Like, yeah, it was a video. Like, it was, like, he filmed, like, a video. Oh, like, the, on like, a phone? The customer filmed the video of him. And then, like, he got in trouble. It was, yeah, it was really weird. I was like, what?
That's very weird.
Yeah. So that's what I'm like, you ever go in the Apple store and they're like filming you? Like, hey, can you not like show my face? Like what? Stuff like that. Yeah, it's really weird.
I wonder why.
I think, I don't know if it was like business conduct or like, you know, like maybe it was like somewhere in the code or like against like store yeah. policy. Like, hey, you can't do this.
But how do you know if someone's recording you though?
Like they found the video.
What if like... If it was, like, someone just videotaping you and talking to a customer, but it was, like, someone just, like, over here.
No, that would happen all the time.
So then how like, would you know that, like, oh, I gotta go delete that video off of that?
Or, like, no, you'd just be like, oh, can you, like, just not include me in the video?
What if you didn't see them, though?
If you didn't see them, like, you know, you can't. You know how many phones are in that place?
There's like a thousand phones! It's like they like, put up videos, all the videos on, like, a screen at the end of the day, and then you're like, oh, that's me, nope, get rid of that one, get rid of like, that one.
How paranoid like, oh, would you have to be, though?
That's Alyssa, get rid of that one!
But, like, that's like, your job, though. Like, yeah. You're just working, and then someone's literally using your product to get you in trouble.
I feel like, because usually when you see Apple Store videos, it's, like, bad stuff. It's like, oh, some guy jumped on the table, or, like, this guy freaked out, or, like, you never see, like, oh, someone's in the Apple Store and, like...
No, no.
Doing good things.
Yeah, no, you don't want to see that. You don't want... That'll be boring.
Just like Starbucks. It's like... I mean, I wonder if there's videos of, like, people just at Starbucks and, like, people doing their regular job. Whenever you see a Starbucks video, it's like, someone yelled at the barista and the barista called the customer a bitch and then the... And then the customer slapped the barista, and then they threw a chair through the pastry case, and she tackled her out the window. You're like, what the fuck?
Like,
that Starbucks, happened at Starbucks?
Starbucks was insane.
Yeah.
Starbucks was crazy. But before we get into a Starbucks fiasco.
At Starbucks.
At Starbucks. So I was at Starbucks, mm-hmm. and there was this guy. And I worked at this mall, and it was open, like in the food court. But mm-hmm. the mall opened at 10, we opened at 6. So, like, nobody would go in there except for mall walkers. And if for what? You guys don't know what a mall walker is, it's just, like, an old person walking around the mall.
Get a life!
Yeah, get a life, bum! And then, like, so they would just walk around, do their jogs around the mall. Like, I always felt safe when I saw them. I'm like, oh, it's super early, but like, the mall people walkers are here. Are, yeah, you're like, oh, I know them. And then there were regulars because they went to Starbucks
all the time. It's like the same grandmas, right?
Yeah, it's like a Starbucks grandma. Yeah. And so you're like, all right, cool. So... It's me and my supervisor, mm-hmm. super early in the morning, it's like 6 in the morning, I'm like, probably like 18.
Did you have a 2-pump, triple shot white mocha?
I probably did when I was 18. I probably did. And so, I remember I was like just waking up, and so in the mornings, you know, sometimes if it's not a busy open, mm-hmm. then you have like two people. You have like a supervisor in charge and someone like just like doing everything.
Like filling things.
And yeah, like getting coffee, doing pastries, doing this. Like yeah. it's only like one person you're helping out. You got this. You can make this. And so this guy, he wants a plate. It's like 6 in the morning. Right? Mm-hmm. And then so my supervisor's in the back. She's like, you got this. You know what you're doing. You can hang out by yourself for like 20 minutes.
Right.
And then so I'm in the back.
Well, you just don't know how to do a register.
Yeah, you just do register. That's pretty much. That's it. Like, it's nothing. And then so.
It's fun when you're doing that in the morning. Like,
well, it keeps you on your toes.
Like, yeah, or like when someone was on a break and it was like just you, like, and you're just like running the entire store. It's like, this is kind of fun.
Well, because it was funny because
like, hey,
if you knew what you were doing, you could fucking do it.
Right.
There's people that were terrible at that and it would crash and burn, and you were like, yo, you're not meant out for Starbucks.
But you'd be like, they walk in, you're like, hey, what can I get you? Or, hey, Joe, what's going on? How you doing? You getting your tall coffee?
Yeah, you'd remember.
Like, you already have it as coffee, and you're like, hey, bagel today? And like, all
right. I love the enthusiasm, but I'm going to stop you right there. This is my story. Okay. Smoke weed every day. That's what happens when you smoke weed every day is you forget.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Forget. So.
An elephant never forgets.
Nobody ever forgets. I'll remember that. So, anyways, I'm doing everything. I ring him up. I'm getting his coffee, make his drink and everything. And then, so we just had bags. Like, we didn't have an oven, so we didn't warm any, like, we didn't have Starbucks, like, you know, breakfast sandwiches or anything. It was just pastries. We couldn't warm it up.
Weird.
And so, we had no oven. And so, basically what happened was, I gave him his, like, banana bread, gave it away, and then he's like, oh, can I get this on a plate? And I was like, yeah, sure, give me 1 second. And then so, I'm reaching, because it was, like, on a higher level.
I know the story.
I'm reaching, and the guy was just like, he's like, oh, never mind, you're too short. And I was like, what? And he's like, he walked away. And I was like, whoa, dude. That guy was like,
that's so mean.
He was like an older man. Like, he was like 40 or 50. You know, like, he was older. He should know better.
Right.
But he literally was like, oh, never mind. You're too short.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, all right. And it was 6 in the morning. And I was like, dude, that like fucking hurt. You know, I was just like.
You should have thrown a plain bagel at him.
Yeah, just like, oh, I'm so mad. But you're too short.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, awful.
But it's so fine if it's a tall person. But I get it, if you play basketball, I guess like one of the main ones too.
Is that the main question you get?
I feel like so.
You play basketball?
Yeah.
I'm like, gonna grab another
beverage. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, we're gonna segue. We've been talking about making some T-shirts. So if you want to buy a T-shirt,
we're segueing that.
No,
we're talking about stickers.
I know. Okay, so we want. We want to get T-shirts. That would be pretty sweet. We'll put some of Brian's drawings. If you haven't seen them, it's on at Dayog Doodles on Instagram. And then our podcast is the Beanie Boy or Beanie Boys Podcast Instagram.
You can see all of our great photos.
Yeah, we wanted to make some T-shirts. So if you're interested in making or buying a T-shirt, then comment on our last post and we'll try to figure out how much it'll be. Otherwise, we're going to make some stickers and everybody can have a sticker.
Yeah, so free. Stick to the stickers for a little bit.
That's the next goal. Yeah. The next goal is shirts, but yeah. we're going to make some stickers.
Down the line. Down the road.
So, oh yeah. Speaking of your doodles, Brian's been doodling a lot recently. He got an iPad and one of those iPens.
iPens. You're such.
You got the Pen 15.
I got my Bluetooth. I got my Bluetooth in my ear. Can you turn those on and off?
No, he got the iPen 15.
It's the Apple Pencil. Okay.
Apple Pen 15.
How did you not get that was Apple Pencil, dude? Everything's Apple.
Anyways, the iPencil. He's got the iPencil, and he's been doodling a little bit. He's been like making his own, and then also. Like redrawing our photos into cartoons, and they're pretty good. Besides, he never gives me eyebrows.
I forget he has eyebrows.
Like I know I don't. I have blonde hair, but I have eyebrows.
It's very because every time you see it in the picture, because I'll like doodle from a picture, and I'll just like stare at it, and I'm like, all right, yeah, this looks good because it like never. I just never noticed that because it's blonde eyebrows. Yeah. And it's because you wear your glasses, too.
Yeah.
So your glasses cover them up.
I'm going to get some new glasses. I'm going to get some big, thick ones.
Because I forget you have eyebrows.
I'm going to get, like, Elton John yellow.
you, sh- You should.
Thick ones.
I took a photo of you, and you're wearing, like, white glasses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My whitey boys.
Those look like eggshells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have, like, 10 pairs of glasses.
Yeah, must be nice.
No, I can't see shit, so I have one expensive pair.
You just buy, like, the crappy ones?
I used to. I used to buy them from iBuyDirect.
Oof. Mama.
Ooh, Baba!
Mama!
Just killed a man!
That was a nasty burp.
Yeah. It was a Durban Poison IPA burp. Isn't that a brand of weed?
I'm sorry, what?
Durban Poison?
Durban?
Durban Poison. I think it's a weed strain.
I don't think so.
Because it, look at the price. Oh, it was $4.20. Like, this beer costs $4.20.
Hey, $4.20, Blazer!
Like,
it's usually
like $3.99, $4.99.
Yeah, dude, $4.20,
bro. It was $4.20, exactly.
$4.20. Anything with $4.20 means $4.20.
Yeah!
Yeah, brother.
You know, this year's going to be $4.20, $4.20, $20?
$4.20, $20?
Because April's the fourth month, too. So it'll be $4.20 on $4.20 at $4.20. Smoke
right.
Weed every day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, I know, it's a big thing. It's gonna be like the biggest.
I'll listen to it later and I'll see if you're right.
The biggest.
Sounds like you're wrong.
The biggest puff cloud ever. It's 2020, right? We're in 2020 vision right now.
We're in 2020.
April is the fourth month, right?
Okay.
January, February, March, April.
Yeah.
And then the 20th, so 4/20.
Yeah.
In the year 20. And at 4/20.
No. Don't get it.
Okay, so
it's too much.
April is the fourth month. And the year is 2020, right? So we'd be four.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Alright? It turned into an Italian chef.
The Italian boy.
I was like,
it's me, a pizza pie.
I don't want to talk about it. So, what is the story you wanted to tell?
I don't know, about, what was my story? Now we get in this loop and we just go and we forget what we started with.
Look at your notebook. You have a notebook.
I've got a notebook. Oh.
The suits.
The suits.
We had to talk about the suits.
Honey, where's my super suit?
Not here. Not here. We were very, spontaneous for Halloween this year. And
so the picture on our Instagram is this story right here. Brian redrew it, but it's a picture of us in two super suits. Like the puffy ones.
I was Iron Man. Those are all muscle for me.
Yeah, they're
muscle
suits.
I was working
out.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a regular suit?
And I had a regular suit this whole time, and then overnight, I was like, look at these muscles.
Yeah, I have a regular body, and then I had the muscle suit. That is a skinny body inside of the muscle
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, I'm like, one day, I'll have muscles. They were great. They were little, obviously, Jake's wasn't a little kid's. Mine was a little kid.
Because mine was massive.
We got them at, tip for Halloween is going to Goodwill.
Always go to Goodwill for Halloween. Or any kind of thrift shop.
Well, because Halloween costumes are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
It's like $70.
And it's like not that great.
And it's the same material that you're going to get for $5 at Goodwill.
Yeah.
And so I remember getting a Spider-Man suit. And it was a little kid large, and it was a little small, and I wore it. I wore it. And so I was like, whatever.
You look butchered.
I look shredded.
Shredded, brother.
I was so shredded. But,
you know
so what happened?
You know why you're shredded? It's because of that pull-up thing that Justin gave you.
Dude. Iron Gym. Sponsor me. Just give me all of the Iron Gyms.
There's like every doorway in your house has one.
Everyone's had one in their house or in their
in
their car or anything. And you're like, yep, that's an Iron Gym. I've had like four. Because I just get rid of them and I'm like, I don't want this. And then it comes back.
Because Justin gave you that one.
I know. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Maybe at my next house, I'll do pull-ups. And you don't.
Because Justin's a skinny boy like me.
Well, I don't have any room in
skinny
this
skinny body,
house.
Muscle suits.
But the thing about those, they don't fit every doorway.
Right.
Sometimes it's the angle, and you're like,
and it
okay.
It can't be a closed door. Like, you're not going to put it in your garage open door.
Yeah, you can't. You literally...
You're probably
like,
garage
open. Yeah, you're like, what? That's weird. But
door.
Yeah, so I had the Spider-Man suit, and it was the large, so it was a little small.
Kids large.
Kids large, might I add, and it was a little short, so it was high-watered, so I wore red shoes, and...
You mean high-crotched?
I'm getting that.
Oh, boy.
Red shoes, red socks, and then I looked in the mirror, I tried it on at the store, and I was like, eh, whatever, it's $30, I'm down, I need a costume by tomorrow, you know, or tonight, I think it was like tonight, you know, I needed it.
I'll take whatever you got.
I needed it. I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
Give me a sheet, I'll make a ghost.
$40, it was like $40, it was on like super sale, it was on clearance, and I was like, oh my god. This is at the store, this is like at a Spirit.
Spirit's at the Rose.
I put the whole thing on. And then there's like a little flap because it's like a one piece, right? And so this is how
like a butt flap?
Like it's like your Captain America suit. It's like that. It's a one piece and it has like a Velcro at the very back so someone buttons it up. And so I couldn't even button it together.
You ripped.
I was fucking so shredded. And then so I looked down and you could see the whole outline of my penis. Like literally my head, everything. You could see everything.
Oh my god.
And I was like, well, fuck. I guess I'll just, because we were going to San Francisco. I didn't live in San Francisco yet.
Yeah.
And we were driving up an hour to go to like a club and we were 18. And of course, my friend was 21.
City Nights?
It was like 18 and up club. My friend bought us drinks and we got like hammered. Right? Great place. I couldn't even tell you where it is. It's like some art gallery now or something.
Okay.
And then so I remember I had to buy a cup because I bought a cup because I was just like so self-conscious about like going to San Francisco at a club and I'm like, this is pretty much dicks out.
You should have just worn like khaki shorts.
Pretty much dicks out. No, I was wearing pants under it.
Why?
Because I was like, I wanted more layers because I was just like, oh, this is going to be cold. I can't wear, like, underwear in that.
When I wore my cow costume, I just wore underwear.
Ooh.
Same thing. I got that cow costume at the thrift shop for, like, $10.
Ooh, you got that at the thrift store, and then you didn't wear pants?
I washed it.
Okay. Oh,
that was a great costume. You wore that, too. Everybody wore that costume.
Oh, the milk one?
I should have kept that costume. The milk one? Yeah.
The cow.
I should have kept that costume.
You should have.
I wore that for, like, Starbucks. Justin wore it one time.
So, we got ours at Goodwill. Mm-hmm. I got mine separately. Okay, me and Devontae went to go the first one. We went to, like, one in, like, Southeast, like 90th or something, like, out there. And then we got one. I found it. There was two different Iron Man suits. There was one where it was just straight pajamas. And it was, like, $15. And I'm like, okay, this is stupid. I took selfies of both. And I sent him to, like, I think I sent him, like, you and, like, Aaron or something. Like, you know, like, someone random. Yeah. And you're like, what? Why would you do that? Okay. And then so.
Just picture me. Yeah, in like, onesie. Hey,
what's up? And then so the first one looked kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And then I tried it on the next one. And that one was the muscle one. It was $5.
Oh,
and
I
was
so
like,
cheap.
It was super cheap. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it. And I tried it on everything. I'm like, eh, whatever. If I show a little peen, it's fine. Nobody cares. And you're like, I'm older now. I'm mature.
It's just the tips.
It's just the tips. And it's cold outside. How dare you? And I was in the pool. How dare you?
That's why it's so tiny.
That's why. That's it. All the time. But how dare you? How dare you? So we were very excited. And so was Allie Spider-Man?
So yeah. So we went to a different Goodwill.
Yeah.
I went with
you guys to look for more costumes.
The thruple went out. The thruple is it goes out in the town. We did...
Bringing that up? Bringing that up on the podcast?
Brian is Allie's other boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just straight up. I sent him on a date one time, and when Brian first moved up here, I sent Brian on a date with Allie, and he took her to the vacuum store.
So
the vacuum
about
museum.
That. Oh,
the
girl,
vacuum,
girl, girl,
took it to
girl.
The vacuum
okay,
museum.
Okay,
all
right. Check this out. Check this out.
My girlfriend.
Check this out. I'm new. I'm new to the city. I don't know anyone. And then Jake told me about that, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, we'll hang out. We'll hang out.
I was like, she's cool.
Yeah. So
she's okay.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's gonna hang
and
out
so,
with her.
She knows how I truly feel about her. And so. Basically, she's like our number one fan, too.
Yeah.
So, like, she'll love... Hopefully, she'll love the story. I don't know. whatever.
People always get embarrassed.
Yeah,
probably. Are you embarrassed?
Hey, like, she's there. Are you embarrassed?
Are you embarrassed?
So, anyways. What? What? What?
Anyways, you went on a date with, okay, yeah, with my girlfriend.
So, she was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm new to the city. I don't know anything. You know, like, I was just like, I just Googled it. I was just like, things to do Portland. In Portland. And things. I literally, like, did, like, one finger, and I did that, and I was like, that's how I was typing. Date ideas in Portland. And then, so, one of them suggested, this was on multiple sites, one of the suggestions was Stark's Vacuum Museum. And I was like, oh, all right,
they
cool.
have that?
I'm new. I don't know. Is that cool? Let's do it.
Sounds interesting.
We're like, yeah, let's do it.
It's Portland. They gotta, it's got to be weird.
Yeah.
It's got to be Keep Portland Weird.
Yeah, you got to do it.
So I have a vacuum
you
museum.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
So, went to the vacuum museum. We get in there. Woo, girl, that was a nasty fart.
Smoke weed every day.
So, we get in there, and it might have been a fart. Yeah. We get in there, and we're like, okay, where's the vacuums? And then the guy was like,
what are you doing to a vacuum store?
We were expecting, like, it to be in cases. We go in there and we're like, okay, this is just a store.
It's like a wax vacuum.
Well, like, no, it's like, it's a museum. I wasn't expecting a store. Like, maybe a side store.
Like, what, have you, like, a vacuum covered in sequins and, like, diamonds?
There could be so many vacuums. You are, you do you
the
know?
The Dirt Devil!
Do, but do you know, have you been, have you, wait, I'm sorry, you went there, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But before that, have you ever been to a vacuum museum? They could have thousands.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Know, there's only, like, four of them.
Yeah.
There's, like, the Dirt Devil, and then that's it. Like,
no, the Dyson.
No, the Dyson. The Dyson with the ball. I have one of those.
Yeah.
I have hardwood floor, and I have one of those because they're fucking dope.
Ooh, give it to me.
No!
Okay.
I will not. What? I don't think so. I'm sorry. You got a new house.
Anyways.
Let me have my vacuum.
So I took her there.
Took her there. We get in there. We were like, hey, where's the museum?
I dated my girlfriend. I'm just kidding.
You set me up. This was all your fault. So, basically, we get in there, and we're like, all right, you know, where's the museum? And he's like, it's over there. And there's, like, fucking four vacuums, and we look, and we're like, cool. And then we just left, because we're like, that was weird. Because in the picture on the website, there's a guy proposing to a girl. And I'm like, wait, what?
In front of the vacuums?
Yeah, no, in front of the vacuums. Like, maybe they had their first date there. Maybe they, like, met there.
Damn.
But, like,
that,
what?
If I was there, that would have sucked.
If you were there? Or if, you were, what?
If I was the girl, that would have sucked.
You did a vacuum pun there.
Yeah. Comedy Jake.
Oh, man.
Jake, thanks for tuning in for to Jake's Comedy Hour. Comedy
but,
Minute.
So, anyways, so I, you know, down the road, I get a text message because they're now dating. And so, down the road, I got a picture of Jake and Allie at the vacuum museum. And then I texted back. I was like, get your own goddamn date ideas. That was my date, and I took her first. Like, you can't relive that. I was just like, no.
She was my woman then.
And I was like, she was mine the whole time. And so, like, it was just funny because I was just like, dude, you stole our date. You know, that I even said that on the phone. I was just like, you stole the date. Dude, that date already happened. She already did that date with me.
She liked it better than me.
That's what she said.
Anyway, so that's the whole story behind that. So it's the thruple, but she's mine.
Yeah,
Brian's got his own.
She's mine. She knows.
So we were at this Goodwill on our thruple. Brian almost threw up an entire rainy air.
It went down the wrong throat. It went down
the wrong throat?
Went down the wrong throat.
How many throats
throat
do you have?
Four.
Four throats. So yeah, we went on our thruple date to Goodwill. Like, you know, like a classic thruple date.
That was before we were a thruple.
That was before we actually had to be a thruple. And there was costumes galore. Like,
well, they had like 12 sushi rolls. Like, you could be a sushi roll with someone.
Like an entire.
Like, it was clearly
six-piece roll.
Not the famous, like, you know, not the most popular costumes,
mm-hmm.
might I add.
Right. But there was a lot of superhero ones, and I found one that was Captain America.
And I was like, I'm going to be Iron Man. Mm-hmm. You have to go. Because we were supposed to go to a party.
Yeah.
We were all supposed to go to a party. And right. Like, this is all dressed up like Avengers. Because I was mm-hmm. like, I already got mine. And you just happened to find like an extra large Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah. And it had the muscles too. So I was my thin guy in a muscle suit. And then Allie got a Spider-Man, a Spider-Woman one.
Yeah. She was yoked.
And she too. Was yoked too. They all had muscle suits in them, and we all tried them on, and we were like, yup.
Yeah, we're like, that's the winner.
Yeah, because it's going to be like the three, you know, the Justice League, even though it's not even what? That's
Justice DC. League. Yeah, it's not even Justice League.
But, anyways, so.
Sound like you're on a water slide.
Yeah, so we got the suits ready, and then me and Brian made burritos at his house.
Like always.
Allie could not make it. She was too sick. But we made some bean and cheese burritos in our super suits in the kitchen. And classic burrito boys took a picture. So enjoy that.
Well, we're back.
We are back. We are going to be finishing it out. With a little quick talk about
Portland coffee. Portland coffee.
We both like coffee.
We're coffee guys. I'm a coffee master. I'm a coffee master.
I am too. You know, we used to have those black aprons.
I still have it.
We used to work at Starbucks. We know the way of the bean.
This is the bean.
And I was still working coffee too, so for a good company. But we're going to talk about some local Portland coffee.
So,
because it's such a big thing.
I thought when I first moved here, I was going to be stoked on coffee. I was like,
just like sick coffee shops.
It's always like the same thing where I feel like it's like kind of like when you hear about Portland, you're kind of like, oh yeah, you're going to do this kind of thing. Like, oh, you're going to get a donut.
You just think of Portlandia.
Yeah. You're like, oh, are you going to get coffee? Are you going to get beer? Like, it's like, you always think that. So
coffee,
when I
beer,
first
food.
Moved,
hipsters.
Yeah. When I first moved, I was, like, so stoked for the coffee. I was like, wow, there's so many coffee places around here. Dude, I don't know. They all kind of suck. Like, all of them, honestly, I'm sorry, unpopular opinion, but, like, I feel like you go there, it's, like, the same, like, every coffee, it's been like, oh, yeah, this tastes exactly the same here than over there.
See, I think that's completely false.
Really? That's crazy.
I mean, there's definitely ones that are just, like, shitty coffee, but, like, there are some ones that are, like, actually above the other ones. Like, Stumptown sucks. Like, Stumptown is terrible. They're not local, first of all. It's all about, like, local coffee. And they're from Los Angeles. And then they're, like, owned by some German billionaires, like, conglomerate. Like, they're not... It's not, like, Portland coffee. The money goes to this billionaire family.
What's Portland coffee?
I feel like, Water Avenue is Portland coffee. That's, like, solid... Like, quality, like, local coffee. What would you think?
For good coffee here? Yeah. Honestly, it's one of those where it's like, I'll go to, like, one or two around my hood, like, around my area, and then, like, I'm like, you know what? I kind of like this one better, but I feel like the coffee shops in Portland, maybe it's just North Portland, but, like, I feel like the coffee shops over here are very hipster, and they're very, like, I want to say judgmental, but not. Like, I just feel like every time I'm not cool enough to go into these coffee
shops. Club.
Like, I feel like I'm not cool enough. Like, I look at the people who work there, and I'm like, yo, you guys are way too fucking cool. And, like, I go there, and I'm like, every time, there's always, like, I have to put on a front of, like, please like me, Mr. Hipster.
Right.
Like, am I cool?
Please like me, Mr. Hipster.
Please like me. Because there's a coffee shop I go to, and there's a guy that works there. And I swear, every time that I get helped out by him, I feel like he's way too cool. And I feel like he's just like, yeah, okay.
See, that happened to me. The same guy at that same shop. And me and Allie went, we had matching equal.
Do you get was that the same guy?
Cups. Yeah.
Was that the same guy?
And he was like, oh, cute matching cups. And I was like, thanks.
Cool. Neat.
Like, but he's like, cute matching cups. Like, all right, dude, we get it. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So everyone is using it in your hand-stamped paper cup. I'm bringing my own cup in.
Nah, man.
Do you get paper cups?
Nah, I get plastic.
You not have your own, like, nice...
I mean, I do, but, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just walk over there.
Terrible.
Whatever.
So, then what's your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah.
I don't even really have one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really... I mean, like...
Like, coffee. Like, coffee. Like, not coffee shop, but coffee. Like, a local coffee.
Oh, local coffee?
Yeah.
I think there's, like, a new company. It's called, like, Starbucks? On every single block. Because you're still a
Starbucks boy, even though you...
I think, like, it's weird because I think I got so used to it by drinking it for, like, 10 years that, like, if I have other coffee, I'm like... Well, because also, I'm an espresso. I'm like a vanilla latte girl, okay? I like my vanilla...
Do you want vanilla soy latte?
No, that's when I'm fancy. That's when I'm at Starbucks.
That's when we go to Pete's.
Ooh, Petey Boys.
Petey Boys was...
I still go to Pete's, dude. Pete slaps.
Yeah.
It's downtown, baby. Downtown Portland.
I haven't been to Pete's in a long time. Pizza's actually pretty good.
Pizza's pretty good because it's, like, stronger, and I feel like it's not, like... Yeah. You feel better being in there than Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, Starbucks is, like, the buttholes of coffee. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's but like, I feel like my favorite local one is Water. Have you been to Water?
I've been to Water Avenue.
It's nice, too. Like, yeah. It's, like a cozy, like... It's a cool environment. It's not like, oh, we're too...
Wait, which one are you talking about?
The one
about?
On Water. By the water.
Downtown?
No, it's on the east side. It's by East Side Exchange.
Oh, okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the original one. That's the one that is like really good. And but like it's like, it's not like too hip though. They're like nice people.
I just don't feel cool enough. Like, I just have to, like, go in there, have my,
Kova's really good. I like Kova.
Did you go to the one in the southeast? The woodworking one? That one's sweet. So weird.
Yeah.
I went there with my friend one time, and what happened was, it was, like, New Year's
That's on Eve? Hawthorne, right? No, it's on,
It's southeast, like, Grand. It's, like, over there. The woodworking one.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about the one that's on, like...
Oh, you're talking about the one on, like, Belmont.
Belmont, yeah. It's
yeah.
On Belmont.
The one downtown, or I'm sorry, the one in southeast, that one was the woodworking, oh, right? So it's, like, there's, like, a big, huge area where you could sit, but half of it's a woodworking sculpture, like, an art, and, like, he's selling them. So it's, like,
That sounds super Portland.
Tables that you can't sit on, but people need to sit, and you're, like, oh, you can't sit there? It's, like, a mirage. Where it's, like, literally, like, oh, we need to sit for our coffee. And we look over there, and we're like, sorry, there's a piece of paper saying you can't sit here. Like, this is for sale.
What the heck?
So it was like, oh, cool. So we're like, all right. So then we get to this random, like, Last Supper table, right? Like, It's, like, 8 seats all together. And, like, you're just, like, sitting directly in front of the person, like, 6 inches away. And so we sat there.
Yeah.
And then so there's these 2 girls. So, like, there's already, like, people sitting there. So there was, like... 8 seats, there was, like, probably, like, 2 seats left, so we're, like, in the middle between these people and, like, totally in their conversation, mm-hmm. And then so, out of nowhere, like, the 2 girls that sit next to us were, like, doing, like, Bible studies or something, and then we're, like, oh, this is really weird, because I was wearing my, my independent sweatshirt, and it's, like...
Your thrasher?
It's, like, the demons.
Yeah.
And so, it's, like... And it says 666 everywhere. And I was like, okay, they're going to see my back and
like
get really
and
pissed.
And just, like,
yeah, I was like,
out.
I'm not going to show them my backside. And so we, like, found a table over there. And we're like, oh, thank God. Because, like, it was this, like, they were in our bubble.
Yeah.
And then all these other people were in our bubble. So, like, there was not enough places to sit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. What a story.
What a story. I mean... There's good coffee around. There is just, like, kind of bland places, though. I had a charcoal-activated lavender almond milk latte last week.
Wow, that was the biggest
Portland
thing.
It was, like, $5.75, too.
That was the biggest Portland thing I've ever heard.
It had, like, charcoal in it, so it was, like, gritty, and I was like, cool, this is not fun.
What was it? A lavender?
Charcoal? Charcoal-activated lavender almond latte. I don't know.
Activation now!
It's good for, like,
charcoal arise!
To give you your pores or something, I don't know. But like, you put it in your mouth.
That was like the whole phrase or the whole scene where everyone was doing the charcoal on your teeth or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was gross.
Well, I used to have clay stuff.
What?
I used to have like clay, like toothpaste. But now I have tablets.
What do you mean?
So it's like a mint. Clay? Yeah, it's like a jar of, like, clay, like...
So you don't brush your teeth?
But it's like, no, I brush my teeth.
I was like, wait, so you've been doing this mint thing this whole time? That, what that smell is? Like, what?
Dude, no, it's a, it was like a clay type thing, and you, like, stick your brush in it, and you brush it, and it turns into, like, minty and, like, fluoride, and maybe it's not fluoride, I don't know.
I don't
but,
think
But now was... I use tablets that are, like, clay. Altoids. It's like an Altoid now.
Okay, it's not an actual Altoid.
No, but it...
I was going to say, that's not brushing your teeth. That's just, eating
just,
a mint.
I just eat Altoids before I go to bed.
Every day for the last 12 years, in the morning. I've been popping Altoids.
Your breath would smell so bad, dude.
Dude.
It's like so many people, kids in high school did that. Because there was some bad breath in high school.
There was some bad breath.
No, but what I use now, it's like tablets, and then you eat it, and you chew it, and it turns into toothpaste.
See, that reminds me of, like, the Listerine... like cool drops or whatever they have now. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like literally like it's like $5 and it's like a six pack and it, what it is, it's like a piece of like it's like a square, like a gum kind of tech look.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you pop it in and then so you're like, oh, okay, this is kind of minty. And then you like chew on it and then it turns into the Listerine and then you swish it in your mouth and then you swallow it.
Wait, really?
In the commercial... The guy's on an airplane. He takes the Listerine little popper, little whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Boop. He puts it in his mouth.
So is it like a pill?
Yeah, he chews it. And then you see him, and he's like obviously Listerining up and like swishing his mouth.
The swishy mouth?
Yeah, swishy mouth. And then so he's like, like kind of like, where do I spit it out? And then he's like, oh. And then he swallows it, and he's like, ah! And then they're like, fresh!
I've never seen this
before.
Yeah,
it's so weird. And you're like, okay. So I saw the commercial, and I was like, oh, cool, you can swallow it. Because I was always, you know, born and raised to, like, spit out Listerine.
Right.
Like, no one's ever like, hey, put this Listerine in your mouth, and then swallow it. On the back of those, they have 100, like, 1-800 poison control, like, you know, like, on
right.
them. So it's like, hey, if you swallow any of this, please talk to your doctor now. And then so, like, that scared the shit out of me when I was a child. When I was a wee lad.
It's called the Ready Tabs?
I think so. That sounds about right. But you watch that in a few minutes. Just a few.
Weird.
Okay. Or you can watch it now and just totally regard what I was saying.
I mean, this just sounds very strange.
Classic Jacob.
See, that's weird. I don't know. Do you remember the mini brushes that they had?
A whisk.
Whisk. Was it Listerine or was that Scope?
That was Colgate.
Oh, okay, it was Colgate. Yeah.
So, dude, basically.
Shout out Brandon, because Brandon, good old my world, Brandon B. I think his Instagram name is my world, Brandon B.
Brandon B.
And he always used to have those because he had braces, and he was just like. He was always like always so fresh too. Like he always had like the nicest jeans that were like ironed and like a sweatshirt, like a FUBU sweatshirt. I don't know.
FUBU.
And but he always like would pull out of his backpack and go. And he just like brush his teeth in class. I'm like,
what in a class?
Yeah, or like in between classes, like make his breath all fresh. Like he always had the fresh. He was his fresh style, fresh breath.
You got it, dude. What grade was that?
Brandon Birch. This was like in high school.
Like 10th grade?
Like freshman year or sophomore year, yeah.
That sounds like such a sophomore year thing to do of like being like, hey, I'm not like the newbie, but also I've been around. Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Like I wanna smell good. I don't wanna like be a
you
weird
know what it
stinky
was?
Teenager.
It was the comfortable year.
Yeah.
Because you were like, hey, last year I was a baby and I was scared. Now I'm in 10th grade. What's up?
Yeah.
You could just walk around the halls more cooler. I don't know.
Right.
And then like 11th grade was great. I loved it.
I liked high school. I was a fan of high school. It's my 10-year reunion this year.
Wow. I didn't get invited to mine.
No?
No. They don't like me. Also, I just don't have a Facebook. So I was just like, all right. Because I guess that's like how they get...
Mine's on Instagram.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because I have Instagram, but like mine was like...
Also, I go in there and I don't know all the names. Because everyone has like got married or like changed their name. I'm like, I look at the picture and like, oh, it's Samantha. Like,
yeah, you're like, oh, you. Yeah. I just don't care for him because I don't really, I'm sorry. I don't really care about what's going on in, like, my friends from high school's life. If I don't talk to you.
The ones that you want to keep in touch with,
you
keep in
touch with. But if I don't talk to you, I don't talk to you. Yeah. I don't want to follow you.
If I follow you on Instagram or, like, something, like, I care about you. Well, because I don't follow everybody.
Yeah. But, like, I think the weird thing about that was I did that where I followed a bunch. It was, like, a trend. You follow one of them, you find it, and then they're in their search bar, and like, hey, add this person. You know this person? Add this person. Right, I added, spree. Like, 15, 20 people that were, like, all in our friend group. And I'm like, neat.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, like, I just look, and I'm like, you know what? If I don't talk to you, I don't know who these people are in your life. Who is that? You have a baby? Like, I don't know who that is. Like, I just don't care anymore.
Do you ever think about the people following you on Instagram? Like, if they watch your stories and, like, oh, this is what Brian's doing. Isn't that weird to think about? Like,
I think that's a weird option that give you that of, like, hey, look who viewed all your stuff and who's still watching, who has an eye
like,
out for you.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, man, I don't know the last time I talked to you. Or, like...
That was strange.
Or, like, what about the people who just, they don't get you, they never have never watched your story, so it's like, you're a fan from high school, and they just never, ever see your story, because you're, like, always at the way end of it.
That's weird, because that's a little tricky, because it, like, I just see the same people over and over again.
But what if the last time I saw you, like, why did they watch my story?
I think I do that every once in a while, where I scroll down, after I, like, scroll down through, like, the six people that I want to see their stories, I'll, like, scroll down, and I'm like, whoa, these people post? I wonder what they post. Because it doesn't show up in your feed.
Right.
And it's just the same people over and over again. Because they're like, they just know you watch their shit. Or you reply to their stuff or something. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's really weird.
I'd be interested in seeing what a lot of my high school, like old high school friends that I don't keep in touch with are doing. Like ones that I don't have like social media. I'm like, how do I know what you're
doing? Well, that's a mystery. Because if they don't have social media, then you have no idea how their life is.
Like, my one friend from... Like, we used to play Halo all the time and have, like, board game nights. And it was Taylor. And, like, I searched him on Facebook. Like, I found his, like, brother. But his brother hasn't posted for, like, 4 years.
Oh. You're like, they died.
So I'm like, do I call their home phone that I can see on the Yellow Book pages? And then, like, ask their mom what they're doing?
Yeah.
Or do I just, like, never, ever find out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's interesting.
I want to know.
And you should... You have Facebook. You got this.
I'll just drive back to their house and say, hey.
Hey.
Is Taylor home?
You still here?
Can you come play?
Can you come play? I'm a 27-year-old man, but can he come play?
Let's go play some hoops.
So you go on a man date.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Would you do?
Like, play some,
what would you do?
Maybe get a beer and an appetizer.
You know what's happened a few times is I have hung out with people from high school all over again, like from my high school. Like this is like years ago. This is in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I hung out with a few of my friends, and what happened was I ended up getting trashed. Like I don't know. I was like, I took them to Underdogs. Mm-hmm. We did a few Southerns. Well, I mean, I did a few Southerns. I did a few shots of tequila and a few beers, and they were like. Had, like, one drink, and they're like, oh, well, I don't really, like, drink a lot. And I'm like, oh, that's weird, because I drink a lot. And then so, like, I was just drinking. I think I was taking a shot when I said that. And then so I was just like, yeah. And so we hung out, and then we got, like, it was, like, a date. You know, it was just like, so tell me about your life now. Like, what's going on? And, like, every once in a while, you get more comfortable, and you're like, you're always iffy about those. Like, are we going to have things to talk about, or, like, what's going to happen?
Right.
Like, you're always like, this is kind of strange. And so... Like, the fallback would be talking about the past. Of, hey, remember that time? Or, like, hey, remember this guy? Or, like, hey, what happened to this guy?
Right.
Like, reminiscing. And then if it gets, like, progresses, then you're like, oh, hey, this is what I'm really going through right now. Like, I can tell you, like, the quick spark notes.
Because
you always get that, like, weirdness out of the way, and then you're like...
I do this. I like doing this. I live here.
I think it's weird... I feel like it's still weird to talk about myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 30. I should be able to, like, I like the doodle and I like to take pictures. I can't. I feel like
a
baby. I have
a podcast and I make bean burritos a lot.
Yeah, like, hey, this is the real me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's coming on too aggressive. I'm just like, no, I can't.
Well, we're glad you're here to listen to us. So, hope you guys have a good day or night or whatever it is.
Whatever time you're listening. And,
thanks for being a Beanie Boy.
Good night and good morning.